Welcome to Cosmos with Cosmos, the shot, and here's to Heracles and the crab.
Oh!
I mean, it's smooth, but...
Chocolatey.
Very. Our story begins with one of the greatest Greek heroes.
Oh, yes, yes.
Heracles.
Okay.
Or Hercules.
Heracles is the Greek version. Mm-hmm. Greek pronunciation.
All right. So Heracles was driven to madness by Hera. And in that insanity... Classic. Yes. In that insanity, Heracles murdered his wife and children.
Yeah.
Well, that happens.
Don't fuck with the queen of gods.
Yeah. Devastated by what he'd done, Heracles prayed to the god Apollo and found out from Apollo's oracle that...
Is it because of his sunny disposition? Sorry, continue. You may continue.
Found out that the only way to atone for this is that he needed to serve Aristaeus for 12 years for punishment.
Oh.
Of the murders, yes. But in addition, he needed to perform 12 labors.
A labor a year.
Yeah, and he had to perform 12 labors that were so difficult they seemed impossible.
Oh, that's why they took a labor a year.
Yeah, yeah. So, luckily though, he did have some help during these 12 labors.
Right.
He had help from Apollo and Athena. What?
Is that cheating?
A little bit, okay. Yeah. And there's actually some cheating that goes on.
He's already a half god. I mean,
right.
You know.
But he also had a little bit of help from his nephew, Aeolus.
Aeolus. Because Aeolus. If you watch Hercules on TV, Aeolus is Hercules' best buddy.
Aeolus. Okay.
Aeolus.
I wasn't sure.
Well, I don't know that, but in the show it's pronounced Aeolus.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Aeolus.
Yeah.
All right. So one of these tasks was to defeat the Lernaean Hydra.
Oh, Lernaean?
Yeah, L-E-R-N-E-A-N.
Lernaean.
Oh,
okay.
Lernaean Hydra. And it was a beast that had 9 heads and poisonous breath.
That's so fun.
Kind of like me in the morning when I first wake up.
That's me before coffee.
it terrorized the countryside of the small town of Lerna.
Okay.
And
that's why it's the Lernaean. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And in an effort to draw out the beast, Heracles shot flaming arrows at Hydra.
Well, they didn't have bullets.
Yeah, and so Hydra's not happy. So
don't poke the bear.
Beast. Right, and so of course the beast attacked and lifted Heracles upside down by the feet.
And that's gotta be just emasculating.
Yeah. But Heracles has some fight left in him, and he bashes one of the heads of Hydra. And to his surprise, 2 heads spring back.
Classic. Yes. In fact, this is the classic. This is where it comes from.
Right. So Heracles is like, what do I do? But he has a little bit of help, and it's his buddy. What's his buddy's name?
Aeolus.
He helps by every time. Heracles would bash a head. Aeolus would put a torch up to it and prevent 2 heads from growing.
Oh, cauterize.
Yeah,
he's cauterizing the neck.
Exactly. However, though, Hydra had a little help.
Oh, but
yeah.
He already has 9 heads. Jesus.
I know, but Hera sends Cancer the crab, a little crab, to help Hydra. And the idea was to distract Heracles as he fights. Hydra. But in the chaos of all this fighting,
just nipping
at him. And in the chaos of all this, Heracles steps on Cancer and crushes him.
Well, okay, why is Cancer so small? I was picturing like a giant, like in Elden Ring, the giant crabs.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, I did read in one thing where it is big, but
still
gets crushed.
But okay. Wow.
Okay, and so to honor the effort by Cancer, Hera placed Cancer up into the stars.
You did good, crab. You did good.
However, you weren't successful in your task because Heracles did prevail over Hydra in the end. And so Cancer might be up in the sky, but Hera put him in the sky where there's no bright stars.
What a backhanded compliment.
I know. And Cancer is actually the dimmest of the zodiac constellations. All right. So even though it's dim, it does have some pretty interesting things
in it. Yeah, that doesn't mean dumb. Dim doesn't mean dumb.
It doesn't mean dumb. The most famous thing in Cancer
is
the Beehive Star Cluster. Okay. What did I forget?
No, it's not. It would have just been perfect if the Crab Nebula was in Cancer. Oh, the crab, yes. But it's not.
That's in Taurus. But yeah. No, this is Messier object number 44, M44. Uh-huh. It's also known as the Beehive. To the Greeks, it was Precipe, something like that.
Persephone?
No, Praesepe. I don't know. But it means like major or cod or crib or something like that. Okay, but so Beehive is just much easier for me to say. And Galileo, it was one of the first objects he looked at in 1609 with his newly constructed telescope. Yeah. Not invented by him, but he was the first to turn it to the sky.
That's cool.
It's about 600 light years away.
All right.
Contains about 1,000 stars, most of which are small red dwarfs. They're all little brothers and sisters.
It's a globular cluster?
No, it's an open cluster. It's in the Milky Way, it's like the Pleiades.
Gotcha.
All right. Of all the stars in Cancer, 10 of the stars have known exoplanets. The most famous of which is 55 Cancri, which has 5 known planets, 1 Earth size, 4 gas giants, and one of those planets is in the star's habitable zone. So if the conditions are right, there could be liquid water on its surface. Ooh. Yes, but the conditions have to be right.
Yeah.
So even though Cancer is kind of a smallish and very dim constellation.
But not dumb.
Cultures around the world have seen it. Mm-hmm. They've constructed stories around it.
Well, they also had a lot less light pollution. So while Cancer may be pretty dim to us, you know, back in the day, it was more noticeable.
Especially like the Beehive, you could see it.
What?
Yeah, you can. It looks like a faint nebula sign in the heart. Okay. In fact, it's in the heart.
That's cool.
And so the Chinese were like, it's in the heart. But anyway, we looked at the Greek story, but every society, every culture had stories. Mm-hmm. That is the story of Heracles and the crab. And thanks for joining us. Check us out on all the things and check out all of our shots. Check out the main show and cheers, everybody.